This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. West African defense chiefs were set to wrap up discussions about possible intervention in Niger on Friday as mediators from the regional bloc push coup leaders to restore constitutional order before an approaching deadline. The military junta in Niger is locked in a standoff with the Economic Community of West African States, which has taken its hardest stance yet on last week's ouster of President Mohamed Bazoum, the seventh coup in West and Central Africa since 2020. Ethiopia is declaring a state of emergency in the country's Amhara region after authorities pleaded for help as clashes intensify between regional forces and the military. AP correspondent Charles de la Desma reports.
The Prime Minister's office announced the decision after the region's leader said regular law enforcement was no longer able to contain the violence. Ethiopia's second most populous region has been gripped by instability since April when federal authorities moved to disarm Amhara's security forces following the end of the devastating two-year war in the neighboring Tigray region. Authorities last year also tried to dismantle the former Amhara military, known as FANO. I'm Charles de la Desma.
U.S. officials say two Navy sailors have been arrested on charges related to national security and ties to China. Federal officials said at a news conference Thursday, a 22-year-old sailor was arrested on a charge related to espionage, U.S. Attorney Randy Grossman on KGTV.
When a soldier or sailor chooses cash over country and hands over national defense information in an ultimate act of betrayal, we have to be ready to act. And that's exactly what we have done here.
This is VOA News. A Russian warship was seriously damaged in an overnight Ukrainian naval drone attack on a Russian Black Sea Navy base, two sources said on Friday, after Russia said it had fended off the attack. The civilian port, which handles 2% of the world's oil supply and also exports grain, temporarily halted all ship movement before resuming normal operations, according to the Caspian Pipeline Consortium, which operates an oil terminal there. A Ukrainian intelligence source said the Russian Navy landing ship had suffered a serious breach and could not conduct combat missions following a joint operation by the Ukrainian Navy and SBU Intelligence Service. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty Thursday to four charges of criminal conspiracy to overturn the results of the 2020 presidential election. VOA's congressional correspondent Catherine Gibson has more from Washington.
Trump answered charges based on a U.S. Department of Justice investigation, alleging he committed conspiracy to defraud the government, obstructed an official proceeding, and conspired to obstruct an official proceeding. Trump said in a news conference later Thursday that he had the constitutional right to free speech to voice concerns about the election.
This is a persecution of a political opponent. This was never supposed to happen in America.
But his own vice president, who could be a key witness in the upcoming trial, disagrees. Catherine Gibson, VOA News, Washington.
South Koreans are shaken after the second stabbing attack in the Seoul area in days. Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks reports.
Police say a man on Thursday rammed his car into pedestrians in a town near the capital. He then exited the vehicle and stabbed some people, wounding at least 14. 77-year-old Lee Yong-ja witnessed the attack firsthand.
I heard people screaming, shouting, "Mom," and crying here. I was standing here and one man came up and said, "A man is stabbing people downstairs."
Police confirmed two victims were in critical condition. The unexplained attack occurred days after another rare stabbing near Sheelim subway station in Seoul, which killed one person and wounded three others.
Reuters correspondent Ryan Brooks. As the Hollywood writers' strike approaches the 100-day mark, Writers Guild of America negotiators will meet on Friday with representatives of the major studios for the first time in 3 months to discuss whether contract talks can resume. The 11,500 members of the guild walked out on May 2nd, citing an impasse over pay, streaming residuals, and other issues, such as setting curbs on the use of artificial intelligence. I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.